Okay, so I'm going to be reading you guys a story that we're going to be interacting, and it's called The Song of the King. Okay. Three knights sat at the table and listened as the prince spoke. My father, the king, will give the hand of my sister to the first of you who can prove himself worthy. The prince paused to let the men take in the news. He looked at their faces, each weathered from miles and scarred from battles. The three had much in common. They were the strongest warriors in the kingdom, and they each wanted to marry the daughter of the king. The king had promised each a chance, a test, to see which was worthy of his daughter, and now the time for the test had arrived. The test is a journey, the prince explained, a journey to the king's castle by the way of Hemlock. The forest, one king quickly inquired, knight.
The forest?
The forest, answered the prince. There was a silence as the knights thought the words. Each felt a stab of fear. They knew the danger of Hemlock, a dark and deadly place. Parts of it were so thick with trees that sunlight never found the floor. It was the home of the Hope Knots, small, sly creatures with yellow eyes. Hope Knots were not strong, but they were clever, and there were many. Some people believe that Hope Knots were lost travelers changed by the darkness, but no one really knew for sure. Will we travel alone? Carlyle spoke.
Will we travel alone?
A strange question to come from the strongest of the three knights. His fierce sword was known throughout the kingdom, but even the steely soldier knew better than to travel Hemlock alone. But the forest is dark. The trees make the sky black. How will we find the castle?
But the forest is dark. The trees... You can't see anything. How are we going to find the castle?
This time it was Alon who spoke. He was not as strong as Carly, but much quicker. He was famous for his speed. Alon left trails of confused enemies. He had escaped them by ducking into trees or scampering over walls. But quickness is worthless if you have no direction. So Alon asked, how can we find the way?
How can we find the way?
The prince nodded, reached to his sack, and pulled out an ivory flute. There are only two of these, he explained. This one and another one in possession of the king. He put the instrument to his lips and played a soft, sweet song. Never had the knights heard such soothing music. My father's flute plays the same song. His song will guide you to the castle. How is that? Alon asked.
How is that?
Three times a day, the king will play from the castle wall. Early in the morning, at noon, and again in the evening. Listen for him. Follow his song and you will find the castle. There is only one flute like this one? Only one. Only one. And your father played the same music?
And your father played the same music?
Yes. It was Cassanon who was asking. Cassanon was known for his alertness. He saw what others missed. He knew the home of a traveler by the dirt on his boot. He knew the truth of a story by the eyes of the teller. He could tell the size of a marching army by the number of birds scattered in flight. Kala and Alon wondered why he asked about the flute. It wouldn't be very long before they found out. Consider the danger and choose your companion carefully, the prince cautioned. And so they did. The next morning, the three knights mounted their horses and entered Hemlock. Beside each rode the chosen companion. For the people in the king's castle, the days waiting passed slowly. All knew of the test and wondered which knight would win the princess. Three times a day, the king sent his song soaring into the trees of Hemlock, and three times a day, the people stopped their work to listen. After many days and countless songs, a watchman spotted two figures stumbling out of the forest. No one could tell who they were. They were too far from the castle, and the men had no horses, weapons, or armor. Hurry, the king commanded his guards. Bring them in. Give them medical treatment and food, but don't tell anyone who they are.
Bring them in.
Dress the knight as the prince, and we will see their faces tonight at the banquet. He then dismissed the crowds and told them to prepare the feast.
Prepare a feast.
That evening, a joyful spirit filled the banquet hall. At every table, the people tried to guess which knight had survived Hemlock Forest. Finally, the moment came to present the winner. At the king's signal, the people became quiet. And he began to play the flute. Once again, the ivory instrument sang. The people turned to see who would enter. Many thought it was Carlyle, the strongest. Others felt it would be Alon, the swiftest. But it was neither. The knight who had survived the journey was Cassanon, the wisest. He strode quickly across the floor, following the sound of the flute one final time, and bowed before the king. Tell us of your journey, he was instructed.
Tell us of your journey.
The people leaned forward to listen. The hope knots were crafty, Cassadon began.
Hope knots are really crafty.
They attacked, but we fought back. They took our horses, but we continued.
They attacked and fought back, but we still continued.
What nearly destroyed us, though, was something far worse.
Something much far worse.
What was that? Asked the princess.
What was that?
They imitated. They imitated? Asked the king.
They imitated?
Yes, my king, they imitated.
Yes, my
king. Each time the song of your flute entered the forest, 100 flutes would begin to play. All around us we heard music, songs from every direction. I do not know what became of Carlisle and Alon, he continued, but I know the strength and speed will not help one hear the right flute. The king asked the question that was on everyone's lips. How did you hear my song?
How did you find my song?
I chose the right companion, he answered.
I chose the right companion.
As he motioned for his fellow traveler to enter, the people gasped. It was the prince. In one hand, he carried the flute. I know there was only one who could play the song as you do, Cassadon explained. So I asked him to travel with me. As we journeyed, he played, and I learned your song so well that though 1,000 false flutes tried to hide your music, I could still hear you. I knew your song and followed it. The end.
In life, we have to go
on a journey, and we have to choose our followers. And God give us a follower to stick with us so that we'd know his song. And that follower is Jesus. And, yes. And let's have prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for all these beautiful children here. We ask you that when you play your song for us, we can always hear you, and we can always find the path to your castle. Please be with everyone here today. Amen.